But we all, with unveiled face, beholding as in a mirror the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into the same image from glory to glory. This is Nicole. Join me on this adventure as we go from glory to glory.
Hello everyone, welcome back. I'm Nicole Hay-Murray, and I'm so glad you could join me again today for our continuation of our discipleship in Christianity, basically. So today, our topic is beginning with spiritual warfare. Ooh. I know that sounds kind of scary for some of you, but this is a very real part of Christianity and what we go through, and as a result we have to talk about it, because in all of these classes we're going to have some topics that are a little more difficult than others to discuss, but still equally as important and necessary for us to grow in the Lord. So today we are going to begin with spiritual warfare. And I'm going to break it down and try to keep it as simple as possible for you, so that you'll, you know, won't be too intimidated by this subject. It's just a beginner class. And I'm sharing with you one tip, the main tip, to use during spiritual warfare, which will be make it so much easier for you with this. So I'm going to pray right now, and then we can just jump into the class. Heavenly Father, we thank you for being here with us today. We thank you for what you're going to reveal to us through your word and by your spirit. Pray that you will be with each person watching this video right now, in their homes, in their office, at school, wherever they may be, Lord God, out in the park, that you will be there with your angels, and that you will be ministering to them in their spirit, so that understanding will flow over them, so that they will be enlightened by your truth and will come into a knowledge, a deeper and greater knowledge of who you are as God and how you fight on our behalf. I pray, Lord, that you will fill me with your spirit, and that what I speak forth will be enriching, motivating, and uplifting to everyone who will hear it. Thank you, Lord, for your presence here. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, so spiritual warfare. Do you know that we are in a spiritual battle? We really are. And actually, going back to the diagram I shared with you on the makeup of man, and I'm going to share it here again so you can take a look at that. In this diagram, you know, we know that there are several different parts of who we are as a human being, the mind, soul, body, spirit. And, you know, it's not that easy as a Christian to walk through life having to first we battle ourselves, we really do, and then battling spiritual forces. So I want to share a scripture with you. It's Galatians chapter 5 verse 17. It says, the sinful nature wants to do evil, which is just the opposite of what the spirit wants. And the spirit gives us desires that are opposite of what the sinful nature desires. These two forces are constantly fighting each other. So you are not free to carry out your good intentions. So we see that there is this internal war that we wage against ourselves. You know, if you read Romans chapter 7, Paul talks about his battle between the spirit and the flesh, his flesh. It's like, you know, something is wrong to do, but you still do it. That kind of battle. And so as you're reading through the Bible, which I'm sure you're doing by now, going book by book, chapter by chapter, and just getting to know the Lord through the word, you're going to come across some things that you know you're supposed to be doing because they're right, but it's not that easy for you to carry these things out. And so we have this internal battle between our spirit man, which has been renewed, and our flesh, the things we want to do, and our soul and our mind. It's very difficult. And so that's one level of spiritual warfare. The second type of spiritual warfare we see in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 12. It says, "For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places." So what this means when it says we wrestle not against flesh and blood, you're actually not fighting with whoever it is that offended you. It's a person or your boss or your spouse or your children. The Bible is saying your war is actually not against these people. Your war is against a higher realm of spiritual forces, principalities, powers, and rulers of darkness of this world, and spiritual wickedness in high places. You know, there are angels and there are demons. And I'm not going to get into all the nitty-gritty of that just now. We'll have that in future classes. But for now, there are spiritual forces that you are fighting. So the question is, how do you fight these forces if you can't see them, unless you can see into the spiritual realm? And that is a gift. Then you would be able to see the forces, but if not, you can't see them. And so they basically use other people and they manifest through different things. And even in ourselves, sometimes they will incite us to do things that are not correct. And it's not even so much you, it's the forces that are around that are pushing you to do these things. So the question is, how do you fight this? How do you even begin to go after spiritual warfare? And this is where I'm gonna basically make it super simple, easy for you. This is the beginner class. And if you just start with this one thing that I'm gonna tell you, it's gonna take away so many of the issues that you'll face in life, truly. And what is the one thing? It is repentance. Repentance, plain and simple. You know, I will tell you this, about, I don't know, 85-90% of the problems we have in life, they have to do with sin. They have to do with sin. They're associated with sin. So by going through the simple act of repentance, repenting for the things that we've done wrong, we literally remove the thing that is holding us back and the thing that is fighting against us. So in repentance, what that means is just telling God you are sorry for what you've done that is wrong, and moving away from that. So imagine it as a vehicle that is traveling in one direction and just makes a U-turn and goes back in the opposite direction. You're doing a 180. You are turning away from the sinful deed or act or whatever it may be into doing what God wants you to do. So what's the Bible's definition of sin? From the Greek word amartia, it says loss, forfeiture, because of not hitting the target. Sin, missing the mark. Sinning, whether it occurs by omission, meaning something that you should have done that you didn't do, or commission, it's something you actually did do. In thought, feeling, in speech, or action. So we see with all of those things, thought, feeling, speech, or action, again, it pulls in all of the parts of man, your makeup, your mind, body, soul. It's pulling all of that in. And then that becomes what you're using to sin. And so sin is hitting the mark, not being what God wants you to be. That is what sin is. And so anything that falls under that category, and usually we know when we've done something wrong or we shouldn't have done something, that's the sin. And that's what needs to be repented of. We need to turn away from that. And in so doing, believe it or not, we take ourselves out of the enemy's camp. We take ourselves out of the way of the spiritual attack. Like I said, I just believe it's a very high percentage of the things that we get ourselves into, that we're entangled in, that we are like, God, save me from this. A lot of that, through simple repentance, we can be free of it. We can be free of it. It's like, imagine it like this. The neighbor has, you know, a bad dog. That's a vicious dog that will tear you to shreds. And so there you are, and this dog is coming to attack you. And so you try to complain about the neighbor. And so your parent says to you, well, how did the dog get to you in the first place? The dog is in a fenced in area. And you say, oh, well, I went over there. Well, you went into the dog's territory. So it's going to attack you because you're in its spot, its place, its region. So it's the same thing with sin, is that in coming out of that territory of the enemy, get outside of that fence, it is way harder for him to come after you. Not that he still can't. There are cases, but it's less likely to happen if you keep yourself from sin. And I mean, each of us, we know what we struggle with. We know what our struggle is, what we keep going back to that's wrong. Just keep yourself from that. You know, it says, resist the devil and he will flee from you. So resist, flee, stay away from things that you know are going to pull you into a lifestyle of sinning. Just don't go there. Don't entertain it. If your friends are like, let's go to this bar, and you know you have a problem with alcohol and drinking, you just say no. And they're like, well, you could just come and sit. You don't have to drink. Okay, but you're more likely to do that if you do go and sit there and you're in the environment of it, you know. So this is what I'm talking about in keeping away from things that are going to pull you into sin. So it says in Isaiah chapter 30, verse 15, for this is what the Lord God, the Holy One of Israel, has said, in repentance and rest, you will be saved. In quietness and strength, and quietness and trust is your strength. So when we repent, he comes to save us. This is what he's saying. Just repent and I will be there to save you. Zechariah chapter 1 verse 3. Now tell your people what the Eternal, the commander of heaven's armies, has to say. Return to me so I may turn back to you. This is the message from the Eternal, the commander of heaven's armies. Now, who's the commander of the heavenly armies? Jesus. Jesus is the one that's commanding all the angels that will fight on your behalf. So he's saying, return to me, come back to me, meaning repent, and I will turn towards you and help you. So we see here again, he's saying, you just need to repent and I will be there. Proverbs chapter 28 verse 13 says, if you hide your sin, you will not succeed. If you confess and reject them, you will receive mercy. God will have mercy on you. In 1 John chapter 1 verse 9, it says, if we confess our sin, he is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us from our unrighteousness. So don't ever feel that you've ever done anything that is so bad that God will never forgive you for it. It doesn't work like this. The minute you just say, Lord, I am sorry, forgive me for this, that's it. He will forgive you of your sins. Remember now, when you are saved, when you come into a saving relationship with Jesus Christ, there is no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. So he's not going to condemn you. what he does is he convicts you of the sin and he points it out and he says, this is what the problem is. And in the conviction is love, because with the conviction, he's bringing you to a place where you say, okay, I'm sorry. And that's all that he wants. He convicts you so you can return to him, so that he can embrace you, so that he can show you mercy, not to condemn you, but in a loving way to just correct you and get you on the right path, get you from out of that area with that angry dog that is trying to attack and devour you. So this is, it's really simple. It's just repenting. And so how does that sound, or what would that look like? Well, in your prayer time, when you're sitting with the Lord, you're just going to say, Lord, if you can't think of anything, say you're like, I don't know what I did wrong, I'm pretty sure I didn't do anything wrong, then you can ask him. You have the Holy Spirit, and you're just gonna say, Lord, if there is anything that I've done that is wrong, that is sin, please show it to me. And something will come to your mind. And then you just ask him to forgive you for that. And sometimes he will say to you, now you have to go and apologize to that person, or you have to go and make it right with that person. And that is all you have to do. And once you do that, he brings you back into that perfect union with him. And you know that there's nothing standing there. It was David that says that if I had harbored iniquity in my heart, God would not have heard my prayers. But thanks be to God, he heard me, because he confessed. If he had held on to it, you know, no, you just confess. Okay, I repent. This isn't right, and I'm done with this. And he will show you if you need to take further steps to make it right. But most of the time, it's just in repenting that's it. It washes the slate clean. You know that there's nothing there between you and God that's stopping him from hearing you, that's stopping him from showing you mercy, that's stopping him from coming to your rescue. And in doing so, believe me, most of the issues you have will be gone. Okay, but the word says that if we say we have no sin, then we make a liar of God. So we have to acknowledge it. That's the first thing. It's just acknowledging, yes, I did do something wrong. And that is it. It will go. And, you know, don't let it pile up. You know, I have a funny story to tell you. When I just got saved, I would, I told you I would have these conversations with God at home. But then when I would go off to work, I in my mind, I would be like, he's at home waiting for me. Now, we know that's not true. He goes with you everywhere that you go. But I would come home in the evenings, and I'm telling you, if I knew I did something wrong at work, I would be like, oh, okay, I'm gonna have to talk to God about this. You know, it's like the kid that did something wrong, and then you're like afraid to go to your father now and say, guess what I did? I said this about this person, or I stood there listening to some gossip that I shouldn't have been listening to, and I know it was wrong, okay? And I would just, you know, have this, you know, when you're a kid and you did something wrong and you're like, oh, my parent, they're gonna find out and then I'm gonna be in trouble. So I would just have this, you know, feeling on me until I would get before the Lord and say, I'm sorry. I did this and I'm sorry. And I'm telling you, the minute I did that, it was like, whew, this weight would come off my shoulder and I wouldn't have to feel that way anymore. You know, and I just love that feeling of not having anything in between me and my Savior, me and my Lord, me and my Deliverer, me and the one who is going to rescue me from all of these troubles. I don't want anything between us. This way I never have to, you know, it's like this huge wall of sin. I don't want to have to sit there and take off one brick at a time. No, I just, the minute the brick gets dropped on there, I'm like, okay, you're gone. Okay, this one too. And then there's nothing in the way. And so I just want to encourage you to have that way about you, where every day as it comes to you, you know, and like I said, I used to come home and do it, repent. And then I was like, I don't want to wait until I get home, which was great. Because then it becomes one of those things where in the moment, if you know you just did something wrong, right then and there, repent. If you said something wrong, oh, I am so sorry about that. You apologize to the person. You just get it done right away. Get it done right away. Clean it up, clean it up. And I'm not saying that there can't be other things that maybe you did and you're not even thinking about it at the moment. Trust me, he will bring it to your mind if you're in trouble and you're like, have I done something wrong? He'll tell you, you know, because sometimes I'm telling you, well, at least with me, I think I'm way better than I actually am, you know, really. And it's not until I get before the Lord and he points something out to me, I'm like, oh, that's a sin. You know, and then I'm like, okay. And we learn and we grow. And I'm telling you, some of the things that you're going to do in the first year that you're a Christian, in the second year that you're a Christian, you're going to realize that was wrong. And then you're like, okay, that was wrong. All right, never doing that again. I'm so sorry. We're just growing, you know. It's the name of the school, Glory to Glory School. We're going from glory to glory. So each year, you're going to see that you get better. He's so gracious and merciful that he's not going to like throw all the sin on you at one time. Like, look at what you did wrong. It's so bad. No, it doesn't work like that. It's these little baby steps that you're taking. And so as he points one thing out to you, you clear that away and you go on, and then he'll bring something else up and you're like, oh, that's wrong too. And that's it. And you just grow in your relationship like that with him. You know, and I just want to encourage you to do that. Stay repentant, because believe me, in doing so, all of the things that you're struggling with, majority of it won't be there anymore. It won't. I promise you. It's just going to be like, poof, I have this problem. It doesn't exist anymore. Why? Because I repented. Because I went and I said I was sorry. God took care of it from that point. All right, so that's it. Really simple tip. And I pray that you will just like take it to heart and just go before the Lord and ask him to show you and cleanse you from it. Okay, I'm going to pray. And just enjoy that time with God. Lord God, we just thank you that you are a merciful, wonderful Father. That when we come to you and we say, forgive us of our sins, you will. It's a guarantee. You're not going to hold anything over our heads. You are not here to condemn us. You are here to convict us, Holy Spirit, of our sin and to bring us back into a right relationship with you. And I pray even now for everybody that's watching this video, that they will come to the understanding that once they repent, Lord, you are now ready to fight on their behalf, that you're ready to remove obstacles, barriers, boundaries, attacks that are coming against them just from a simple act of repentance, Lord. I thank you that you're going to show them that this is the way. This is the way. And I just thank you, Lord, for being so merciful towards us, for being so loving, for being so kind, for being so understanding and knowing our humanness and that we do make mistakes. And as the disciples said, you know, wash our whole body. But you said, no, I don't need to wash your body. I just need to wash your feet. It's the stuff we pick up daily as we walk around, Lord, that you want to cleanse us from, or we will have absolutely no part of you, Lord, if we continue to walk in this. And I just thank you, Lord, that you're the only one that can forgive sins. You're the only one that can move it as far as the east is from the west and bring us back into a right relationship with you. Thank you. I pray you bless our time with you, Lord, as we come before you, humble and repentant. And we know that our reward is sure, Lord God, for all that we're doing for your kingdom and to please you. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, I pray that this blessed you. And in the description box, I have some links and some additional resources and the study guide to go with this video. have a blessed day. Bye.